the sound of the album, it's what's fascinating to me is that, you know, yourself and Mark were able to make a cohesive project, separate but together, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. You were the two primary collaborators on this album, and yet if you close your eyes and don't look at the track listing and whatever, you can tell if you're a fan of both your work, the distinctive individual qualities that you bring. But there is a cohesive sound to the record. And I sort of wonder how that, whether that was just an unspoken thing or any kind of guide to that principle. You talked about the importance of that sound and how the album became this kind of instant vintage sound, which people confused for retro, but to me was ultimately more of a sort of love letter to hip hop in a weird way than it was to kind of the 60s.
Right. I mean, my process started in the Frank space. You know, out of the 6 songs on Black to Black, 3 of them I did during the Frank time. And what I went for at that time was, when I first met her, there was a neo-soul movement that was huge. You know, the Erykah Badu, the Philly sound, like all those different things. And when I heard her singing in a jazzy type way, I intentionally didn't want to make it sound like what had been happening. So I went more hip hop and more jazz at that time. So what she would say, if you said, hey, are you a singer? She'd say, no, I'm a jazz singer. The cohesiveness of the album, it kind of arrived there. Well, not even kind of, it definitely arrived there. Some of the songs I already had early versions of, we wrote them. And then one day we went to a store here and we went and bought like the Shangri-Las.
Oh no, oh no.
The coasters.
He wears a red bandana, plays a blues piano
in a honky tonk down in Mexico.
You are my destiny, Paul Anka.
You are my destiny.
Like all these different CDs, the 5 Royales.
The feeling is real. Whoa. Something went through me. Whoa. I could tell by the look in your eyes.
She's like, this is the music I'm into now. And I listened to it and I was like, all right, cool. And then she was about to go meet Mark. So then when she went to New York and she met Mark, then the early demos of all those songs, before it was even Dap Kings on it, it was just Amy playing guitar or Mark in his little studio. And it was kind of like a raw thing that felt more Shangri-La, that felt more 60s.
For you, I was a flame.